What's up, it's Lip Service, and we are getting ready for Lip Service Live. It's going down at Caroline's on March 28th. This week, we will be announcing some of our special guests, but make sure you buy your tickets because they are about to sell out, and we want to see you there. Shout out to my guy, Trav. He's going to be in the audience with the microphone taking your questions, and you will be participating. So make sure you go to carolines.com and get your tickets to see Lip Service Live in New York City at Caroline's March 28th. Lip Service. What's up, it's Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm Christopher Martin. I'm good. I'm blessed. Happy to be in this
Martin.
Nice company, you know?
Fresh off the plane.
Fresh off.
And you know he's in New York with his light-ass jacket. This weather. Is that the warmest coat you have?
I think so.
I'm jealous.
I probably think I have a warmer one in my suitcase.
Nah, but he got layers on. He's smart.
He got your layers on.
Yeah,
are you enjoying the weather?
Not really.
Listen, I live here from here in this area, and I don't enjoy the weather either.
So no, I'm tropical, so you know I would definitely not be a lover of this
weather.
I think
I was probably tropical in the former life because I love that shit.
It's the right thing.
Are you hoping that it snows? Because
not really.
You know,
I've seen the snow. If I've never seen it before, you know what I mean, then I would be like, I really want it to snow while I'm here. But
it's still fun though. It's just different.
Ain't no fun about the snow.
Nothing fun about the snow.
You see,
it could be romantic.
It looks nice from outside. Inside.
It's nice and white.
My daughter was
when it's coming down.
In a blizzard. Ain't nothing romantic about snow.
Oh, man. Damn, Gigi.
Oh, yeah. You needed to get warm, right? Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start this off from a question that we had last week. And you have to guess which one of us had this story to tell, okay?
Okay.
Is it me? Is it L'Oreal? Or is it Gigi? All right, so which one of us got our period on a rapper's tour bus and woke up in a pool of blood and was scared to tell him?
Yikes. All right.
What do you think it was?
He ain't even looking at Angela, which is the crazier thing.
He looking at it. It's a hard one to guess. Yeah. It's okay. We just want to see what you're
Gigi wasn't looking at me.
That's right.
She wasn't looking at me.
I was Gigi.
No.
It was Gigi. So
yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
I was so scared. He didn't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, but he's like, I don't care. I'm like, but I ruined your. He's like, I didn't care. You're a woman. I'm like, but I should have. He's like, no, I don't care. But I was so scared to tell him.
Right. He was going to see it anyway. How did you hide that?
I didn't hide it.
It was everywhere.
So basically, we were in the bed.
You should have told him you were a virgin. He broke your hymen.
No.
This wasn't
you
our
took
first,
my virginity.
This wasn't our first time, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
So I couldn't. It wasn't.
He said, my whole clothes back up. I'm a vampire.
Long years of situation. So we were very comfortable with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up out of the bed before I did and went into the front of the bus. And when I got up, I felt it. I saw it. And I'm like, oh. How to tell him this.
Yeah.
There's no, how can you hide that, right? So I called him to the back of the bus and I'm like, I gotta tell you something.
It's a murder scene.
And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm scared. And he's like, what? And I'm like, put your hand on my heart and see how hard it's beating. Yeah. And he's like, now you're making me scared. And when I told him, he's like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care.
He's like, Jesus, thank God you're not pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought it was. That's what I would have thought, too.
Hilarious.
So, Christopher, have you ever had a situation like that?
No. No, that's never happened to me.
I feel like every girl has accidentally had sex on her period, and every guy has experienced a girl who didn't know it was about to come.
Accidentally?
Or lied. Yeah, like you didn't know it was coming.
Accidentally, though? I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Nah.
It's possible that you can accidentally get your period.
Like you didn't know.
It's
it
also
there.
Possible that you can lie and say you,
you
didn't
accidentally.
Or sometimes you think it's over.
Yeah.
Now that's something that I could see. You think it's over, but not. I don't know. Accidentally, I don't feel like I could see that.
Mm. Or maybe homeboy could bring it down early.
Okay.
Okay.
Like that's what I could see that happening.
You could see that, or
because that's what she told you.
You know, saying it's finished. I don't know. But you know, it
no, but that
early.
Can happen also.
Of course, it could. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know,
that's what happened.
Love comes
down.
Over, and then
you
the
made
next
my love
day,
come down.
It come back.
Yeah.
And that's when she say, "You made it."
Cover it up.
Do you remember the? Have you ever made a girl squirt?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time it happened? Did you know what was going on?
I didn't know actually. When it happened the very first time, I thought it was pee. It's not pee.
Were you mad?
No. It was all over my tummy, like, so I was like, what is this? You know what I mean? And then she's like, I should have told you that I squirt. And I said, oh, this is squirting.
Did you like it?
I feel like it's a different kind of vibe. Maybe you have some girls who just squirt on a regular, and then maybe you have some girls who, you know what I mean? The pipe game, I have to bring them to the level there. So I want to use the latter, you know?
So okay, so you
maybe my game is, you know, my game is the squirt game. You know, it brings sounds the like, squirt along.
Sound like she was a regular squirter though, because she was like, oh, I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I do this with all the guys.
But I'm gonna stick to the latter.
Stick to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm working with.
No, but you're right. It's certain guys that could bring it out of you, and then it's others.
It's the girth.
It's never gonna happen.
There also are women who can do it like that.
Yeah.
So
it's a spot that you hit. I don't feel like
I know that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell you.
What does it feel like?
I could draw it. Yeah. Show you where it's at.
What's the map?
Is it like circular?
You know, it's a button. It's a button that's straight, and then you go a little left, and then you take a sharp right, and you're right there.
You gotta use ways to find it.
Ways. Where's this bitch spot?
200 feet, you gotta make a left.
200 feet.
Actually, that's a big vagina. Forget it.
200 feet.
You have passion.
Ain't nobody reaching there. Nobody's reaching there.
Now, you seem like a nice guy just based off of your music, except for Cheater's Prayer. But is that a nice song?
It's
like,
an honest song.
If you have to pray...
Not to cheat.
It's an honest song. Because, you know, the mentality of men on a whole, we're like lions, you know? So we're hunters, if a guy's going to be honest with himself. So we want to indulge at some point in time. We can go years. Some guys can go years or months or weeks and not indulge in the whole act of infidelity. But if it does happen, they don't want to get caught. So it's facts. So it's like you're praying you don't want to do it, but in the event that it does happen, please don't let me get caught.
So you're not praying to not cheat, you're just praying to not get caught. I'm confused. I thought you didn't want to cheat at all.
Yeah, me too.
We don't. But if it does happen, you know, if you don't get caught, you don't cheat.
How many times have you gotten caught cheating? I'm going to assume a lot.
I've never gotten caught.
He got the prayer. It works.
So you think if everybody listens to Cheetah's prayer,
they
got
to write it. You got to be the creator of it.
I sang that song from a society base, not from a personal standpoint.
Okay. So you've never cheated?
No, I'm not a cheater. I was born on Valentine's Day. It's a day of love. I can't cheat.
Stupid. You know? So does that mean you get gifts on Valentine's Day?
Two. It's only right.
So men get gifts on Valentine's Day?
I got my boyfriend a gift for Valentine's
you're
Day.
Supposed
What'd you
to?
Get him?
I had some flowers and candy and balloons and a teddy bear sent to his office.
Hmm. You also bought him Uggs, though.
She knew that. That's why she
Uggs slippers.
She ain't shit.
Not this time. Oh my God, that was so long ago.
She was waiting.
Do you like getting flowers?
Of course.
He was very happy.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I'm just saying.
He was surprised. Yeah, he called me. He was very excited.
Yeah, man. Nice,
that's
man.
Like very nice.
It's nice. It's
hear him that happy.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was
so nice. Show of love, you know?
I love it, man. Gigi out here working, making all this money, buying gifts and shit.
Tricking.
She's tricking
out here. Tricking. Gigi tricking.
Hey. Has a girl ever tricked on you? And bought you mad stuff.
He said
and
he just did double gifts.
That's tricking.
Yeah, but that's because it's his birthday and Valentine's Day. I don't know if that's tricking. That's
separate and apart from a special day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
What's the best gift you ever got? And then we'll gauge how good you are.
The best gift.
Right.
The best gift I've ever gotten.
A house.
Well, nah.
Y'all, I'm about to say, well, damn. Hey. He laying it down.
Boy. All right. I'm going to think about it. And then I'm going to come back.
Okay.
Yeah. So, because
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah. Cause, no. I want
to ask him for the best.
Right. You know, so I got to sift through. Mm-hmm. I got a few.
That's because he got a lot. It could be something thoughtful.
Something thoughtful. You know, it doesn't have to be grandeur or nothing like that. You know what I mean? It can be simple because sometimes the simple things are the ones that really hit home the hardest, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, the thought as opposed to the quantity. Or the quality. The quality is over quantity at all times. So, you know what I mean? It's simple, but it hit home. So, I want to find a real one. I don't just want to give you one off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. I'm sifting through all the nice ones.
I feel like a great one would stand out, though, that in your head.
I got a really, really nice gift when I was much younger. Like, I got...
Cover his tracks.
No, not covering my tracks. No, man, because it still stands out in my mind. It's like... When I just started in the business, like a mother came to me and she was telling me about her daughter, and she showed me like a picture of her daughter's wall with like every article that ever came out about me, and she put it all over a wall in like a heart form, you know, and my name was in the middle of it, you know, and, yeah. So she took a picture of that and gave it to me. The very first time I performed in, where was it? Was it Dominica? I think it was Dominica. So that was a gift for me, and it was just a normal day, and she just gave it to me. She said, like, I have a very big impact on her daughter, so, you know.
Envy some nice. Dominica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he said he has family that's from there, but I don't think he's ever been there.
You know, yeah. It would have been scary if she turned out to be a stalker.
Right.
Yeah. Luckily, she didn't, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But she never got sweet. A chance to.
You never even met her?
I did meet her, but, you know, it was an in and out thing. You know, good Dominica to the show, leave. So, mm-hmm. You know, we never got a chance to stay.
Have you ever had a stalker?
A lot that
What's
I don't know about
between
either.
Somebody persistent and somebody being a stalker?
It's a very thin line. When they go over it, you understand.
When you know, you know.
When you're in handcuffs.
When you're holding someone pops out from under the bed.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, and I say a lot, meaning like, you know, there's a lot out there that you probably don't even know about. But, you know, it's a very thin line. Like, some people, they love you to the extent where it's uncontrollable. Mm. I feel that's the point where it becomes a stalker kind of mood. When, you know, Well, it's not even passively aggressive. It's overly aggressive with their show of affection. You understand? And even when you try to be nice and say, okay, I get it. You can't stop now. And they're still persisting. You know, that's when it reached stalker mode. But as it relates to like restraining order, that's something they know. I've never had to have a restraining order.
You never had to get a restraining order.
No. What if you were dating somebody and they were like, hey, I drove by your house and...
The light's on.
Yeah, you told me you weren't home, but I seen your car. I was just driving by in the neighborhood.
I just saw you walk in the house 30 minutes ago.
Do you think that that's weird? Like, say, oh, I was just driving down your block. I was in the neighborhood, but you told me you wasn't going to be there. I saw your car. What do you think about something like that?
That's intentional, man.
They wasn't just driving.
That's intentional.
That happened to me. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, man, that's intentional. There's no way, you know, I'm just... occasionally driving past and you said you weren't home, but I see your car, you know,
and tell you where your car at. Like, your car was right there parked by the hydrant.
Yeah, that's only possible if y'all neighbors. Mm-hmm. Like if you live on the main street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But or if you have to pass random. Their house on their way home or something.
Work or something.
Yeah. I think I would go a different route if I had to pass, the person's house.
You'd be so embarrassed if they happen to be outside.
Because you look like, crazy. Oh,
yeah.
You look crazy off top. You're like, dad, I got to go this way every day. Now this nigga going to think I'm stalking him.
Shoot, my ex-boyfriend lived right by me, and I used to have to drive past like where he live at to get home.
Would you go a different way or you just would drive that way?
I don't give a fuck.
See, I don't know.
I'm not trying to go out my way to drive home.
I would drive right through there.
Yeah, I did. I
right by Sarah.
And I look to see if I see him outside.
You a stalker, bitch. That's why you asked the question.
But he really did live right by me, but I didn't care. Like, if I saw him.
That's what stalker
said. I seen him with a girl driving by. He stopped and said hi.
I saw you.
Walking in the rain at that. She was in the rain.
You ever kind of lightweight stalk somebody?
No. Never. Ever in my life.
Even Instagram?
No, not even Instagram.
Well, you ever been like, who the fuck is this that you like?
Following and you're liking his heart eyes, huh?
Nah. Definitely not. And then if I'm in a situation with a female and I feel like she needs to do all of that, then I'm not my female, you know what I mean? She's not mine. She's not real to me. Because I feel like if you get serious with somebody... like commenting on other niggas' stuff and then something that stop it not necessary unless you know that they're friends. Mm-hmm. Saying so, you know, he have on a nice suit, she can say nice suit my brother or nice suit my friend, but not just random nigga pages and stuff like that.
Like the heart
like corny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Your little tongue hanging out.
No. That joke thing that. Like a joke. It's a big joke. Big joke, big disrespect. And you know what I mean? That's the foul play start.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in a relationship, let's just say you're dating somebody seriously, you guys are together most of the time, is it okay for you to spend the night out and not say where you are?
No. I don't think so. Unless this was the norm from Jump Street, if both parties were okay with it from Jump Street. But personally, my belief is if you get serious with somebody, there should be transparency. You understand? You should have no closure in which somebody has to wonder if you're doing this or if you're doing that. Well, even if you're doing it, say you're not doing it then. You know what I mean? Just to feel like there's some level of transparency.
But so then, lie?
If you need to, If you feel like you need to lie, then lie. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, though, if you're going to stay by your friend's house, say where you're going. You know?
So wait, you got to back up.
You know? So for instance,
okay, and that's interesting that you say that because we talked about this, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about this behind the scenes.
Yeah.
When, how much do you tell somebody that you're dating? Are there things that sometimes you might want to lie about just so you don't have an argument?
It's sticky. Everybody's different. Like, I'm different. I'm different from everybody else. I'm weird. Personally, for me, I don't intend to build on lies. Like, everybody here knows that the sky is blue. We sometimes all know this. Well, yeah,
I've seen it's gray, black, all kind of shit.
You know, but you know, commonly orange, when they say, "What color is the sky?"
Sunrise.
Right
but,
now.
Yeah. But commonly when someone says, "What color is the sky?" It's blue.
You know what?
So,
it's wet.
You know, and like y'all females, like you remember everything. So like, let's say last week Wednesday, you asked me, "Oh, so like when we were driving down the road, what color was the sky?" And I was like, "You know, it was green, babe." You know, and then today now for some reason you wanna truth check me now. So last week when we were down the road, like, what color was the sky again? Then me, I forgot your brain now. What color did I tell you the sky was? And then I tell you red. He's like, no, you said it was green.
Must have been red with your other bitch.
You know what I mean? I can't twisted deal with all of that. I know the truth is blue. So, you know what I mean? I try to remember. I know the truth. I don't have to try to remember it. So, you know what I mean? For me, I don't build on lies. So at the end of the day, if I'm going to get serious with somebody, we have to build upon truth and transparency. That's how I deal with life.
Do you believe in monogamy? You think you could be with one woman for the rest of your life?
Monogamy is difficult.
That's a no.
You know what I mean?
That's a good answer.
Monogamy is very difficult. And for me to sit here and tell you that...
he can't even keep a straight face.
At least he's not going to lie.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could do that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm of an Eastern mind frame. I'm African, you know.
Do you tell that to the person you're in the relationship with? Or do you lead them to believe?
No, I don't sell dreams.
So you believe women can't be monogamous either?
I feel like women are built differently from men.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, of course you do.
It is. You know what I mean? Men were born, you know what I mean, with nature, and women were born to nurture. You know what I mean? It's you understand life.
He came prepared.
Women understand life, you know what I mean?
You might want to nurture some different
No, women understand life. And at the end of the day, it's just like
grow.
For us as men, it's like, and I don't know if I can speak for every man in here, but like,
everybody
a woman,
like not me.
A woman can understand that our partner stepped out and he probably made a mistake and he messed up, and she can see through that. For like us as men though, it's a different kind of story. Like it's hard to see past a girl that you feel like you've invested trust and love into.
But she invested trust in life.
No, that's what I'm saying to you, though. That's what I'm saying to you. You understand it. Like,
no,
you can
don't
see past it.
No, we can't.
You can't?
Of course. I've seen that. Over some 9-year-old.
And I've seen some men understand that too.
I've seen women not
understand that.
But... the percentage of women who understand it far outweighs.
But statistics say.
This is crazy. Listen, Mr. Transparency.
Right.
That, but it's the truth, though. I feel like women understand life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They were built with that chip to understand that they can do it. You don't feel like you have to chase anything. Women. Like men, no, it don't have to mean anything.
You don't have to chase anything.
No, it's embedded in our DNA. It's like, it doesn't have to mean anything, but you want to do it. And you know you're not supposed to do it, but you want to do it.
That's how we feel, too. Mm-hmm.
For real?
We don't do it.
I didn't know that.
We don't do it.
I did not know that.
It'd be the same temptation. Like,
yeah.
Of course you're tempted, but you have better control.
Now, Christopher, let's keep it real, though. You don't have to chase any women.
No, I wouldn't say chase.
So you're in
the same boat as us. It's like,
the one,
you know,
that's thinking.
In a sinking boat with
it's
us.
The thrill of the hunt for some of us. You know, it's the thrill of the hunt. And then...
You think it ever stops being thrilling?
For me or for guys on
for
the whole?
For you.
Nah, man, women are nice, man. Women on the whole, I love women. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, but I respect them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have the utmost amount of respect, and you know what I mean, and they should be praised and honored. You know what I mean? They're that special. But at the end of the day, to each his own. Everybody has their own beliefs. You know, I just don't feel like you should sell a dream to get your way. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna be honest about it, be honest about it. Because I feel like if a girl like you, she'll mess with you either way. You understand? Okay. Either she wants to get serious or she doesn't want to get serious. But if you just want to have fun, I don't feel like you have to lie to her to get it.
Can you be in love with more than one woman at once?
I think so.
In love?
You can love. Mm. You can love more than one woman, I think.
How many have you loved at once?
Like, I would crack a joke now and be like, I love my mother and then my love.
No, no, no. We don't want to joke.
We over here. Yeah. Doing this, looking you in your eye.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you could love two women at one time. Personally, yeah, I feel like it. Like, you know, you could be caught up in a situation. Like
caught up.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen girls caught up. I've seen girls caught up. They're like struggling to see who they should be with.
Oh, so you're talking about women struggling?
No, I'm talking about both parties. Because just a while ago, I was saying something about men and y'all came down on me. You said girls do it too, you know. So I'm just saying. Like, you know. Yeah, you know. So, yeah, I feel like two. I feel like two is reasonable, and people can understand that and be like, you have history with this person and you met this person and y'all clicked energy right and everything, and you just feel like, say, it could work, but you are mentally and emotionally attached to this person. Mm. So, you know, you're caught between both worlds, and, you know, and love grow.
At some point, you might have to choose, though.
You have to choose. Well, if you want to choose. Some people fiddle around the same way. You know? Some people find joy in playing with people's emotions. You understand? So at the end of the day, it's how much you can take being one of the parties on the altar. If the female, or I'm going to use female. If the girl is the one who's in love with two different guys, it's just how much each guy is willing to take. Because at some point in time, they're going to find out about each other. Mm-hmm. And if you love her, and if she loves him, you know what I mean? Nobody's going to want to let go.
Do you feel like nobody has everything that you want in a relationship? Like, there's no woman that has every...
No, quality. I would never say that. I feel like there are women out there with everything that a man wants.
But I still want
something to push. And I will still mess up.
He said, "I'll still mess up."
Yeah, and you still mess up. Like you always wanted this kind of girl. Like, you know what I mean? Anywhere, anytime, she ready. Y'all can have fun anywhere, in the car, at the club, church bathroom, doesn't matter.
Church,
you know what I mean?
Africa.
You do anything, anywhere, and you want to do it, you know, and then she's there for you, she have your back, she like your backbone, you know what I mean? She supports you, everything. She's everything that you've always wanted. I would still fuck up.
It'll be some whack ass bitch that you don't need her name.
Not really all the time, because sometimes you have guys who want to have the conception in their mind that if I was to step out, I'm like, my girl find out, and then she did like a match up with the other girl, she'd feel like, okay, I kind of understand why you would want to do it, but you shouldn't have done it. But I don't feel like females put any other girl beside them. Like, they'll always put themselves above another girl.
Yeah, because everybody else is whack.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
that man cheat on you, the other bitch is whack.
Period.
I don't care who it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
a bunch of trash.
You know, people always wind up cheating on someone with someone that the other person is close to as well. Like, you ever notice that? We were talking about this on the show.
I don't know.
Like, look at Tristan Thompson's situation with supposedly. Right? And that's somebody that was close to the family.
He knows somebody.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot.
Look at you.
No, I was kind of talking to Chelsea. I was saying I was prepped for this one. Yeah, but are true still. As Angela says, it's true. Like, a lot of the times, it's the people who are closest to you that hurt you the most sometimes. The ones who you least expect. You know? And it's funny because, you know, a lot of people look outside of their whole group or their whole comfort zone to feel like those are the people who would hurt them. And it's, you know what I mean, it's the closest ones. Mm-hmm. So even...
Because you care the most.
Yeah, you know?
Love is confusing. So wouldn't it be nice to have a personal advisor at your fingertips who conveniently happens to know a thing or two about the future? The psychics at Psychic Source are extremely confident that you'll get your questions answered for just 83 cents a minute. Plus, you'll get the first 3 minutes free. Imagine how nice it would be to know what's coming or to be able to talk things through with someone unbiased. Try out a private confidential phone, online chat, or a live face-to-face online video reading now. You have nothing to lose because if you're not happy, they'll refund you. Not sure where to start? Their customer care agents are available around the clock to match your personality with a gifted psychic advisor. Or browse PsychicSource.com to check them out before you create an account. Take a chance that could change your life with a good deal on a highly respected service. Just mention promo code Angela when you call 800-377-3188 or sign up online at PsychicSource.com. That's 800-377-3188 or just go to PsychicSource.com with promo code Angela.
Have you ever been heartbroken?
Yeah, man. Definitely. I've been through it.
Talk about it.
Yikes. Here we're going on.
She said, yikes.
This one, I'm a bridging there. No, actually, I'm bridging on my manager. I was with this girl when I was in university. I was going to the University of Technology in Jamaica. And I was head over heels over this girl. Trust me. She came to the studio and we were supposed to go to the movies. So I went into the office, my boss office, Robert Livingston. So I was like, yo, bossy, this is my girlfriend. XX and
uh-oh,
you know what I mean?
I already see where this is going.
You know, and so he looked at her a weird way and I was like, oh, bossy, I look for my girl, son. You know, then anyways, he shake her and whatever and we left. Funny enough, my car, I don't know, I remember what happened, but I took his car and something was wrong with the gas gauge. So it showed half tank, but it was actually close to empty. So on the way to the movie, it ran out of gas, so I stopped on the roadside. I had to call a taxi. Taxi man went and got gas, filled up the tank. Went back to the studio, missed the movie. Then now, and I was like, all right, I'm going to take you home because I have some work to do. Then now, my manager called me now, and he knew how much I loved the girl, so he couldn't tell me everything in one go.
Ooh.
He broke it in pieces. Like, yo, you know, say, your girl, though, they had a party with homeboy. Yeah, man, I said, come on. And that was the first bit. I said, I lie. Mash up. And then, like, after that, he told me another piece.
Mm.
Heart-wrenching even more. Man, I said, just tell me everything one time. I can't take this.
Right, that's you know too what I mean? Much.
Trust me. And then, now, what made ripped it even worse, after off. He told me, her aunt called me now. Because her aunt really liked me. So she called me and she was like, I haven't seen her come out of her room in forever. How many days? I mean, I said, yeah. And she said, come over here. So I went over there. So she was like, Chris is outside. You need to come out. So she came on like the veranda with her eye black and blue. So I said, oh, this happened to you. And then I said, okay. Because Kingy already told me everything. When I was just like, so how this happened to you? She said, this is what happened. I said, Chano. Yeah, when I left that house that day and I went back home, I was in the shower for maybe 2 hours. I soaped up, the water washed me off, soap up again.
Mm-hmm. You know, you fucked up when you were in the shower for 2 hours.
Right. I could not come out. You know, it hurt that much. Like, that was like heartbreak on a different level. Yeah, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
Crazy, man.
Because I don't wish that on nobody. Care about her.
Of course. Of course. And I don't feel like if you love somebody and they hurt you, you just automatically flip a switch where you don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have feelings and you still have emotions.
Did you still want to be with her?
Never.
You know that I can't take it.
Wait, why was that eye black and blue?
Maybe they had a fight. He beat her up.
He probably found out about him.
Oh, he was like, that's my girlfriend too.
No, it was my girl.
Right.
It was my girl. She actually was living in a different part of Jamaica, and her mom really liked me, and she had family in Kingston. So her mom was like, you know, you're always driving this far to come see her. I'm just gonna let her live in Kingston. There's more opportunities anyway. So she moved to Kingston because we were together.
Mm.
Yeah.
You think that's something that affected you after that, like as far as trust?
Nah, I don't think so.
Mm.
Like I don't feel like one person should have that much power over somebody. You know, and I feel like I'm stronger than all of that. it hurt. Yes, it hurt, definitely. But at the end of the day, I know myself, you know, and I know what I'm capable of. And if I never felt or believed that this person deserved that much of my energy and my love, I wouldn't have given it. So I don't feel bad. I never felt cheated. I never felt like, you know what I mean, you coaxed me into this. You know, I wanted to love you this much. So it was a conscious decision on my part, you know? Mm-hmm. So that kind of helped with everything.
She didn't try to, like, still be with you after that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after a while, we turned friends, mm-hmm. you know? After a while, we turned friends, and it was cool. But, you know, it did scar me. But it never made me have trust issues with anybody else, or I feel like all girls are like this. Mm-mm. Easy vibe, man. After the hurt subsided, you know, went about life like not a day, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Took a while, though.
Do you want to get married?
I've never really given much thought to marriage, to be honest.
So that's a no.
Right.
All right, GG. Yeah. With a lot of things, you know, your mind can change, but I've never really thought about marriage. I've honestly.
Your mind can't change because mine did.
There you go.
Yeah, Gigi used to be like, I don't want to get married.
I don't want to get married.
See?
Now you do. And now, see? I mean, if it happens.
If it I'm happens. Here
for it. But before, I probably would have been like, marriage for what? But I'm a little more mature now, you know.
Yeah. And
which is good. Because I feel like a lot of guys say that marriage is for women.
They act like that, but.
The wedding is for women.
Don't, yeah.
The dress, the
you ever
friends,
been at a wedding and been like, I can't wait to get married?
Never.
Awesome. Let me catch this garter belt.
I've never.
Oh my God, don't you hate that part of the wedding where they be like, all the singles get up? I'll be sitting my ass right down like, can I get another drink? Fuck that shit. It be looking goofy as fuck trying to jump up and get the, to me.
You be running from it.
I be like, get that out of here. I'll smack it out my
you
face.
You should just try to catch it for the fun of it.
No,
it's a competition.
I think it looks corny, though. I think that's just how I feel.
You should just do it one time for the fun of it and say you did it.
And then somebody pushed me out the way and now I got to fight at the wedding. No. They be getting aggressive, those women.
Yeah,
the men.
Especially if their partner's there. It's like a statement. Like, I caught it.
I'm next.
You see what it means? I caught it. So, you know,
you know what that means.
You need to come up.
Until they best friend
you need to come up a level.
Guard about.
Yeah. But nah, I've never been to a wedding and caught that vibe. I never caught that bug. Never. Nah.
You never thought about like, am I gonna get married? Would you get married in Jamaica, you think?
Of course. Jamaica is beautiful, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody should get married in Jamaica.
I was just in Port Antonio and I loved it there.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Portland pretty, man. Really nice. Where were you? Trident? G-Jump?
No, my friend actually bought a house there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I was at her house, which was amazing, and I loved it. And she's trying to convince me to buy a house there now.
You should. And then,
they said it's so far from the airport.
And that's fine. You know, you probably don't need to be near the airport anyway.
Because it's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a road trip.
We're supposed to go to Hedonism.
Oh, yes, they are trying to get us to go to Hedonism. Have you ever been to Hedonism?
Uh-huh. I've been to every hotel in Jamaica.
Oh wow! Yeah.
You said the Trident, so I know you took somebody special there.
Well, the funny story about Trident and G Jam and all of that.
I went to eat at G Jam.
Yeah, G Jam is really nice. Mm-hmm. I was at G Jam for months.
Recording,
living. You know, I was there because when I just in Jamaica, I don't know if y'all read it, but when I started singing, I won like the equivalent of American Idol in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. It's called Rising Stars. So I won that in 2005.
That's a digicel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I won that in 2005. And one of the prizes for that was I was signed to G Jam Records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. John Baker. So I was there on property.
That hotel is amazing. The restaurant is great. I loved it. The villas.
Everything. The scenery, everything. It's beautiful. It's baby making kind of.
No, seriously. If you ever have the opportunity to go, it's expensive as fuck though.
It is.
I'm not gonna lie.
But it's worth it though, right?
All I did was eat there. But he did give me a tour. He took me to the studio. Yeah. I got a chance to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
A lot of people go there like to record their albums. Yeah. It's some rich shit.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So you were doing some rich shit. All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, you know. So I was there for a while, and then but I wasn't recording a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, so
you was making love because it was a lovemaking.
It's a lovemaking kind of vibe, and I was hot like off TV. Like I didn't have a song for myself, but I was known everywhere.
Popping.
Yeah, I was popping. You know, 2005, 2006. I just came off the TV, so everybody knew me. You know, but I wanted to make music, and I didn't want to sing like the songs that made me popular on the talent program. You know what I mean? Because at some point in time, people would get tired of it. And I didn't want that. So I was like, if I'm going to be here and I'm not recording, then, you know, I mean, when I'm doing shows, I'm going to always be singing these people's songs. And if let's say I go on a show and these people are on the show, what am I going to sing? I cannot go on the stage and sing their songs.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's disrespectful. You know, so, you know, I just took the initiative and I left. I left all that nice, rich stuff.
Yeah, that's a, let me tell you, that's a hard life to leave behind.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And then what? Out. You went to go create?
Yeah, and I went to Kingston, and that's when I met my manager at the Hilton Hotel. They were having like a karaoke kind of vibe. And a friend of mine called Derek Moore introduced me to Kingy. Kingy brought me to Big Yard, introduced me to Robert Livingston. Initially, Kingy wanted me to work with Robert, and then like Robert was busy, and then Robert was like, so Kingy, why don't you? But maybe Kingy didn't want to do management or whatever, but then, you know what I mean, we just started out and it just worked. No papers, no nothing, just trust, you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
You have papers now?
Nah, still trust.
That's great.
Yeah, man, I'm a bird. Nothing changes, you know. It stays standard, you know. If we say it's 10, it's 10. You know, if we say it's 5, it's 5. Mm-hmm. It goes like that. That's what I'm talking about. It's transparency, you know. So you definitely have to build trust. But not to digress or to go too far from the story. So yeah, we went to Kingston, met Kingy. Kingy turned my manager. I started recording, and the rest is history. And I'm here with you beautiful ladies today.
No, we're excited, and you're actually going to be with us, well, with me at FOE, so I'm excited for that.
Nice.
As well, and you're gonna do something there, so yeah. I know everyone's going to be really hype about it. Now, last thing I want to ask you is, how do you feel about dating somebody who doesn't have any friends?
What?
Like, say you're dating a girl, and you're like her only friend. She doesn't have nobody to hang out with. You know, I was watching, did you see that movie, I Love You, Man?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't have any like friends, and he had to try to find like friends mm-hmm. because he just only hung out with his girl.
But then they got too cool and she was jealous. Yeah.
But do you think it's a red flag if you're with somebody and she don't have no friends?
I don't know. It's weird. It's very weird. How can you not have any friends?
Right.
It's weird.
At least a bestie.
Yeah, you have to have at least one friend. Right? You know? You know, so and then if let's say it does work and we're kicking it, and then you're going to tell me you're out with somebody, then it's going to be weird. There are going to be too many red flags. Too many red flags are going to come up if you do something out of the ordinary. And I mean, you should have friends. Everybody should have friends mm-hmm. or associates. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you don't want to use the term friend, you know, because some people take it so serious these days.
Associates, you know? Homies.
You know, you have to have somebody that you're cool with. Mm-hmm. That you can kick it with outside of me.
What if she has too many friends and she tells them all her business?
Yeah, too many friends is the problem. No,
messy.
I don't work with the too many friends kind of thing. I can't work with that. You understand? And too many guy friends and all of that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't work with that. And I personally, I don't feel like if we go out partying, you shouldn't walk away from me to go hail no guy friends.
What? Oh, you can't say hi to a guy friend?
No, you can say hi, but if we kicking it here, I mean, you're going to move from where I am to go over there. Nah, let your guy friend come over here.
What if she's like, we just dancing?
Who's just dancing?
How she gonna dance with no legs?
You know how we do? It's carnival, this Trinidad. We just dancing.
No.
That's what my homegirl's boyfriend tried to tell her, because you know you go to Trinidad carnival and the way everybody dances, and he tried to tell her, we just dancing. This is how. That's our culture.
Yeah. I don't think you girls kick it like that. Nah. Yeah. Hands on.
You said hands-on?
It's a hands-on kind of generation right now. You
know? Have you ever had a girl that you were dating, one of her friends, try to talk to you?
Maybe.
Would you tell her?
If I would tell my girl?
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't tell her. I would just handle it.
You don't want to tell her, watch out for your friend?
No, I would just handle it, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to
indulge.
You
don't want her to not be friends with that person anymore?
That's fucked up.
What I'm saying is,
if we were dating and my girl tried to talk to you, you better tell me.
Nah, the thing is, it's not worth you losing your friend over, because at the end of the day, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but
she tried it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be friends with that girl. She whack. Because at the end of the day, what if one of your boys tried to talk to her and she didn't tell you?
You know, when you flip it like that, no.
You want to know.
When you flip, but at the end of the day, though, you know what I mean? If it's not worth telling me, like, you was, like, if in your head you feel like you handled it and you feel like Reggie's a good friend to me, but he's, you have friends who are just weak to women.
Not your woman.
No, I get what
definitely. I respect that, though. I respect that. But at the end of the day, if she feels like, because, you know, any woman I'm going to talk to has to be a strong woman. So if she feels like she handled it, and she doesn't feel like she needs to bring it to my attention, because at the end of the day, Reggie's straight up with everything else. Mm-hmm. You know, so Reggie's there for me with everything else.
Around now,
but he just has a weakness where that is concerned, or maybe he didn't feel like I was that serious about my girl. Because you have dudes who read into shit like that. They be like, well, Singh don't really like her that much, so he won't feel a way, like, you know?
Makes me fucking mad at the bitch.
You know what I mean?
Because, you know, he be messing with Cheryl.
That ain't the only one.
So he in love with two women, you know, so there's no way.
So he don't care.
Either way y'all want to kick it, I never said none of that. I'm just saying, you have dudes who, you know what I mean, you and them are cool, you and them are friends, and they just interpret situations differently.
Would you tell your man if one of his boys tried to talk to you?
Yeah, I'm a bag of noise. I would tell immediately, like, there's no way.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if she feels it's not worth telling me and she handled it, if I didn't know, it's fine. And if I didn't, then I found out from a different route, and I pressed her on it, and she's like, well, babe, I handled it and nothing like that, and I'm cool with it at the end of the day, and then I can deal with Reggie.
Handle it first.
Okay, yeah, you know what I mean.
I wouldn't even feel comfortable with you being around somebody.
There you
like
go.
That.
So now you wouldn't feel comfortable being around him. So
I wouldn't
then,
feel comfortable with you being around somebody that would do you like that.
I get that.
That's not your decision to choose. So that's why I would handle it.
Yeah.
And then say something like, you know, so and so tried to slide in my DMs. Like, I thought it was weird, but I told him.
Right.
You know, whatever.
And then I could handle my friend. And then I could be like, yo, you know, you overstepped.
Now he hates
you know what
her.
I mean? But yeah, I'm a brother still.
Right,
you understand?
And then he hate her.
And then we're good.
That's still your brother after that?
Of course, I'm a brother. That's why I mean, I try to show you. It depends on how him do it. You know what I mean? Right. It depends on how him do it. Because at the end of the day, he could press her and be like, yo, Chris is doing this and Chris is doing that. He a whack nigga. You should be with me.
Damn.
That's straight up whack right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's some bullshit.
But you are doing it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not really.
He looking out.
I ain't doing that.
He's a good guy.
I ain't doing that.
He might be the good guy.
You know what I mean? That's all fabrications right there. Ain't no truth to none of that.
What if you were dating a girl and everything was great, but she don't suck dick?
It's fine.
It's fine. So you don't mind it?
Because I don't give head. It's fine.
I knew he was going to say that.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's a Caribbean thing.
Up.
Y'all lie about
it. No, it's
not.
It's not a Caribbean thing. You could say it's a Jamaican thing. Like you have Jamaican guys who do it, but it's cool to say they don't do it.
Right.
But it's fine with me. Like, if
my
she doesn't do it, it's fine.
My pussy.
Is he Jamaican?
Yes.
And 100%. He lied about it to all his friends. Trust me.
No,
I doubt it. I doubt it.
No.
You have a lot of guys in Jamaica who say they do it.
Yeah.
They're okay with it.
I know.
You're okay with a woman not doing it for
it's
you?
Fine.
What's your reason
it's
for
fine.
Not doing it?
I've just never done it. I don't see the need to. Secondly, I grew up in the rural section of Jamaica, like the country section. So from your young, it's like they beat it in your head. Don't back your fist, and backing your fist is masturbating. Hey boy, don't back your fist, and don't go down on a girl. So it's like you're growing up. What?
Jerk off.
Masturbate. You don't masturbate?
No.
You never had a wet dream?
Of course.
Okay.
That's not masturbating.
Kind of masturbation.
No.
Cause you come,
it's like subconsciously masturbating.
You know what I mean?
It's like cheating masturbation.
But wow,
yeah, you know, it's one of those things. But in that,
but now you citify, you know.
I am. I've blended in.
So now
to
you
the
can
city.
Masturbate any pussy.
Well, if I chose
at the same
to,
same time, if you want,
if I chose to, but I choose not to. You know what I mean? I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm cool.
So
and at the end of the day,
you never getting married. You never eating pussy. You never drinking.
Well, I never said I'm never getting married. I just said I'm never giving much thought to it. But I can definitely say I don't think I will ever. go down on a girl. My girl, any girl, no girl at all.
I'm weak because one time a guy told me that I was dealing with that he didn't eat pussy and he ate my pussy before. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but he's Jamaican. Like, I'm like, bro, you gotta say.
You just
like,
gotta put that disclaimer out there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he said to me, though.
He believes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah, he was like, nah, because, like, in my culture, like, it's not even cool to say. So he, like, don't talk about it. Like, right. I'll just do it or whatever.
He said, don't talk about it. I'm gonna just do it.
I'm gonna do it. Fine. But, like, don't bring it up ever. Like,
don't write a song about it.
I mean, that's the same thing.
I'm going to write a whole song called So-and-So Ate My Pussy. Yeah, it's going to be his name.
Don't do that, please.
And he's Jamaican. It's going to be the subtitle.
What about the threesomes?
Yeah, I've indulged.
So they okay with that?
They didn't say no.
I've indulged.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if they told you no threesomes? You would have not done it?
I'm fine, honestly.
Damn, who's they? Because they're strong.
The country.
Yeah, I'm fine.
The rural OGs. Parts.
They should have told him not to fall in love with two women at the same time.
They should have told you. Rural and oral rhymes.
They got to be rural. Specific.
You know? Yeah, got to be. You know, to each his own, though. To each his own. Like, when I was younger, it's like, I would be like, none of my friend them can do that. Mm-hmm. Me, you can't be friends.
Right. What? You know? Wait, you're not gonna be friends with somebody if they eat pussy?
That's what I'm saying. When I was younger, it's like it was like the whole culture. Wow. To be like, it's so cool. Like, if him do it, we're done with him.
Right. You know what I mean? We're gonna jump him.
Yeah. You know?
Well, we jump at Nigel after school. Like, pussy.
I'm a Jamaican girl.
But like
I'm not Jamaican, nigga's name. Nigel.
I'm so grown now. You know, I
sorry.
For real, still I want to put Jamaican name Nigel.
We're jumping away.
Nigel, like, Nigel. I know, it's none of us. I could have been anybody in Jamaica.
I'm sorry, Wesley. Yeah.
But see, you know, but I grew up, man. I've grown, and you know what I mean? My mind is more open, and I just understand that people, when they're grown, they're allowed to do whatever they want to
do.
That's
right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you should not be judgmental. And at the end of the day, if I have a friend, he's my friend. Whatever he chooses to do in his private time with
his friend, any pussy.
Do it.
Yo, she called him Winston.
Straight up. There's Winston Reggie.
You know, if you eat pussy,
Nigel,
to make your grossy connect.
The what?
If you eat pussy, it make your goatee connect.
Your goatee?
That's what they said, your goatee. Like, you know how sometimes people should stop right here? It's just a mustache and then this part don't go right here.
Oh, so that
eating
enables
pussy,
it to connect.
It connects it together. Oh. The more pussy you eat, the fuller your beard.
Yeah,
you yikes.
Beard.
I ain't got no beard. Nice.
That's why you don't got no beard on the side.
Oh. And I was always wondering, why wasn't I blessed with a beard, man?
That's why you got your beard.
If you start growing a beard, we gonna know what's going on.
You see that? No.
You didn't change. No.
All right, now to end the show, you have to guess who said this. Okay, somebody, one of us.
Angela.
Already.
Ding, ding, ding.
Tell the story. Which one of us lost their virginity to a woman?
I can't lose your virginity to no woman.
We ain't asked you all that. You don't have a beard.
All right.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm, you know.
He's sizing us up.
I'm meticulously scrutinizing you all. It's between you and you. Like,
between me and Angela?
Yeah, it's between the two of you.
You got to pick one.
Rock, you paper, scissors,
like,
stone.
He don't wear right. Today, but he wear rock.
Look at this. Right, let me see. Rock, paper, scissors.
But he picked the same thing with both hands. Right. That's the crazy part.
L'Oreal.
It's you.
Okay.
No, he said you'll Angela. Find out
who is it?
You.
You'll find out next week. I'm the service, Chris Martin. Life. We appreciate you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
The new single, Life, is available now.
Yeah.
Which you will love. Very positive, very uplifting. One of those, wake up in the morning and play that song.
Yes.
And feel good about your life.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, ladies, so much for having me.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. That was really fun. Even though you didn't finish your douce this whole time.
This is easy stuff.
I hope they didn't tell you that in the rural areas. Don't finish your douce.
I could chug it.
There we go.
Chug, 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 chug.
Yay.
You'll be so good at oral.
He knows how to take it.
That was Lip Service, Christopher Martin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Much love.
Yes, and we are so excited here at Lip Service to announce that we do have a live show happening in New York City. It goes down March 28th at Caroline's. So make sure you go and get your tickets. You can go to carolines.com to get all that information. It's also pinned on my Twitter page. So if you want to find that link, I know Gigi and L'Oreal, we've all been posting about it. We're going to have some very special surprises for y'all. So make sure you get your tickets before they sell out. We're going to have a great time, and we haven't even announced who's going to be there yet.